This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live, hour number three. We've been talking about how nobody really likes the presidential candidates that the major parties have selected.
Not even a little bit.
And a lot of people don't even know that any of the other political parties have selected candidates, even though almost everybody will have at least one person other than Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton that they will be able to cast a ballot for. We'll get back into this story. But first, your calls and thoughts. We've got Mark calling in. I believe this is from Utah. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, how you doing? So anyway, I was watching yesterday an interview. Jeff Berwick had a man named Eric Dubé, who wrote like five or six books on the flat Earth. He had him on to interview, and Jeff Berwick has said that he's only been really investigating flat Earth for about a month now, but he says that a lot of the evidence is pretty convincing. He says the only reason why he doesn't say that he believes it right now is because he hasn't personally done an experiment that he can verify with his own eyes to see if the Earth is flat.
Which experiment is he thinking of?
Well, a lot of the experiments that people use for testing to see if the Earth is flat is taking telescopes and shooting it across a long straight distance, like let's say an ocean.
Right.
Or a long straight river. There was the Bedford Canal experiment that was done, where it was a long canal that was straight for 6 miles in England. This is an experiment done in the 1850s or something like that. And the guy had a telescope. Another guy had a boat with a flag, and he went down the canal. And with the guy with the telescope, even beyond like where the horizon, where this guy was supposed to disappear off the horizon. He continued to see the entire boat all the way down this canal. And people have done the same experiments using the ocean. They can see that these ships that disappear over the horizon, if you just zoom in, you can still see the full ship.
Okay.
All the way down to the ocean line.
So you started out by saying he was unconvinced because he hadn't conducted an experiment that proved it to him. Are you a flat Earth believer or a denier?
I am actually I call myself a ball Earth skeptic.
Okay.
I'm not convinced that the Earth is a ball, and I have not seen any real evidence apart from photos that NASA has released.
And that's where you and I are certainly going to differ, because a couple things. I was in the military an awfully long time ago, and I worked in communications.
Both
I worked primarily in microwave line of sight communications.
Mm-hmm.
And in that, I was very aware of what line of sight meant and how far I could communicate line of sight because of the curvature of the Earth. So that was my first thing. Another area that I worked in not nearly as much was in satellite communications, where we would communicate with satellites that would appear. Not all of them were geosynchronous. Some would appear at the horizon they would go over. And then I'm also an amateur ham operator, and I communicate with satellites. I communicate with I listen to the ISS. I've never got them to respond to my calls, but all these things, I'm trying
to
imagine how companies could possibly engineer satellites, and everybody involved in the satellite industry and every tech and every average guy like me does this stuff based on the fact that we believe that the Earth is round.
There's two theories about the whole satellite thing. One theory is that satellites don't actually exist, and it's all ground-based communication.
I can rule that one out because I have personal experience with that.
Well, like I said, that's one theory, and that's not my theory, though. What I myself believe is that the satellites are up there in the sky. There are actually satellites, but they're not as high up as everybody makes them out to be, and they basically just stay in a fixed position. If they're quote-unquote geosynchronous, they stay in a fixed position. And if there's other satellites, they probably just rotate around the Earth.
Well, I can tell the distance from them because of Doppler effect. I can tell that. I can detect and measure the amount of time it takes a signal to bounce off of another object. And another thing that we do in amateur ham is called EME, or Earth, Moon, Earth. So we bounce a signal off of the moon, literally bounce a signal off of the moon to reach areas that are beyond the horizon here. How does that occur? And I guess my bottom question, what I always wanted to ask the people that promote this idea is, if the Earth is flat, does that mean that every other object in the universe is flat too? Or is Earth just this one anomaly? Is the sun round?
It's the center of the universe, Chris.
Well, I've got, so the Earth, according to the model, the Earth is flat. They make no claims necessarily about the shape of the sun and the moon, but they do say that they're considerably closer than everybody makes them out to be. They say the sun is only like 3,000 miles up in the sky, and the moon is about okay. That same distance. A lot of them say that space doesn't actually exist.
Actually, I think the sun is 3,000 miles across.
No,
according
to what they say, it's 3,000 miles in the sky, and then it's about 32 miles across. It's like a big furnace that kind of spins around on top of the Earth.
Okay, so how far away is Alpha Centauri?
All of the stars are inside the dome. The stars aren't actually like other little suns or other big suns. That the stars are basically just little lights that are up in the sky and spin around Polaris.
Or pinholes in the curtain. You're not going to convince me. I have too much experience with this stuff. I've had way too much, too many things that I've either worked in my life or are hobbies of mine that I would... It takes a complete rewrite of... in my mind, physics and nature to support a theory that years.
And I'm doing some reading right now on the Bedford level experiment that Mark had mentioned, and I'm seeing stuff that says that people have tried to reproduce the results of the first experiment. And they have actually been able to prove that the Earth is, in fact, a sphere.
Who are these people? And by the way, Chris, question for you. You're talking about bouncing hams off the moon.
Yeah, EME.
Is that even viable? We're talking about 240 million.
Yeah, it's absolutely viable. It takes a lot of power, you can do that. And that's a whole field of ham radio. Yeah, people get into that.
I've got.
I could show it to you.
240 million miles.
240,000 miles.
240,000.
Okay. I've got two things that I'd like to just have you guys think about. One is the moon. Concerning the moon, why is it that if it's a spinning ball, nobody has ever seen the backside of it?
Oh, because like supposedly it spins with us.
Yes, it does.
Perfectly.
And it spins. It spins at such a perfect rate, it would almost be inconceivable that in the tens of thousands of years of human history, nobody's ever been able to see the backside.
Astronauts that did see and photograph the backside of the moon, but if you believe the Earth is flat and space doesn't exist, you will not accept that astronauts saw the backside of the moon.
Oh, they picked up some alien signal, too, when they were back there.
Well, I'm not saying that the moon is not round. It very well could be round. But what I am saying is that it's not as far away as anybody as far away as they make it out to be. And on top of that, they've got the Van Allen belt. How did they get to the moon by, and how did they get across the Van Allen belt?
So the impenetrable Van Allen belt.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, no, I get where you're coming from. I'm not a believer. Nothing yet in this call has yet convinced me, but I have been reading up, so I'm trying to be open-minded.
Mark, thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Is the earth flat? Does anybody like Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton? Those are the questions that we have been delving into. And according to a recent poll by the Associated Press, not very many people like Donald or Hillary. They both have huge negative approval ratings. Hopefully we'll get back into this story, but first, your call.
Daryl, do you think there are more people who approve of Trump and Hillary than there are flat earth believers?
Possibly. I don't know. Let's ask Aaron calling in on Skype. Aaron, what are your thoughts on Donald, Hillary, and the flat earth?
I hate Hillary. I love Donald, and I'm pretty sure the earth is round. We sent the men up to the space so many times down here in Houston, it's not even funny.
Good point.
So go ahead with your thoughts.
You love Donald.
I do. I do. I love Donald Trump, and there's a lot of us down here in Texas that are big on Donald. It's he gets everybody excited. He fires up some passion down here that finally we're going to have somebody that's going to do something.
I get that.
What's he going to do?
Isn't that what they always say? They're going to do something. They're going to bring that hope and change.
Hold on. So what's he going to do? Or what do you think he's going to do? Or do you hope he's going to do?
What issues are important to you that you feel he's going to address?
We got a big, long border down here with a lot of drugs and people passing back and forth. And I think he's going to take some action on immigration. I think also he's not going to be bought and paid for by banks. He's already a billionaire. He's got nothing to prove. Like, he's not an extra billion in the bank isn't going to help him sleep at night. But
that's assuming that he actually has any billions in the bank.
Well, he's got the mob money.
That's assuming he hasn't blown all of it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's go ahead with the assumption that he has enough money that he is just not bribable. That's your assertion. Okay, that's fair enough.
Not bribable. Yeah, and I think he really does want what's best for the country. I mean, he may be a little misguided in his foreign policy. I'd like to see a peace candidate, but he's passionate. He's charismatic. He gets people excited to go up and vote for him and get out of bed in the morning to go to his rallies.
So can I ask, what do you... Do you characterize yourself as a particular political leaning? And I'm not looking for just, you can throw that out there too if you happen to belong to a party, but do you consider yourself a conservative Republican, a liberal libertarian?
I flirt with anarchist. I don't. Really? I like to live and let live down here.
Hold on. So anarchist for Donald Trump that wants to build a border wall to keep people and substances out of the country.
Well, to be fair, and I debate this often with friends of mine who are anarchists, that I'm just not a big believer in purity tests. You know, so, yeah, we can differ on individual issues, and we're likely to differ on individual issues, and some areas of the country may face challenges that other parts of the country don't. So I'm not going to dismiss you out of hand because of how you feel. As somebody who may be flirting with anarchy and kind of likes some of that, and you like the live and let live, I just got to say there's a whole lot not to like about Donald Trump. This is also a guy who's come out and said, you know what? We really need some laws to control what the press is allowed to say,
and or to bring American jobs back to America by raising crazy tariffs on, you know, other countries where we're getting our goods.
Yeah. So those are the issues that concern me. It's the positions on free trade. It's the positions on human rights. It's the positions on foreign policy. It's the positions on the First Amendment. And the guy, to me, and I'm just sort of venting here, I apologize, but his inconsistencies on the Second Amendment. You know, I'm a kind of a gun guy, and I find his stance, when people waver, that troubles me. So
I don't know. Has he wavered? Because
he was a big supporter.
Has he changed his
Oh, he was a big, very big supporter of the assault weapons bans back in the Giuliani days and prior to that. And now he's got the endorsement of the NRA because he will do nothing to, you know, nothing with the right of me to defend myself. And I just sort of question that. So I can you kind of give me your rebuttal to that?
Well, like you said, he's switched his position and he's got the endorsement of the NRA. And I do want to deconstruct government. I'd like less and less government in my life, but I feel like there's an order of operations. And I feel like if something's not done with the border, we're never going to get to that because you're going to get diluted. You're going to dilute the vote with a whole bunch of Democrat voters. It's going to be a whole bunch of socialists coming across that want hand-me-outs, and they come and they get their free elementary school and middle school for their kids. They get their anchor babies. They start getting food stamps, and they're going to dilute the vote. They're just the white America is going to be in the minority. The people who built this country are just going to lose it.
I don't.
We won't ever get back.
By the way, a country that is built on immigrants.
But you make a good economic point at least.
Yeah, but is it the ultimate problem? Those entitlements that they're coming over to get in the first, that's the problem. It's not that they're coming over. It's that, and it's the war on drugs. So if you were to get away from the entitlement system, they wouldn't have any reason to come over here except to get good jobs. And then they would contribute to society like the rest of us. And of course the bad immigrants are of course the drug mules and the drug haulers. If that wasn't an issue, if there wasn't a war on drugs, then you know it would be left to regular Americans to grow weed out in their yard or to develop whatever drug that the people want. So it's the black market that's the problem.
No, absolutely, I totally hear you. But Donald Trump, one of his positions too is the guest worker program, where we tighten down the border and we give six-month visas to come work to anybody that wants them, as long as they can pass through the background checks. Right now, I heard 80% of the women crossing the border illegally are getting raped on the way. That's ridiculous.
It's horrible because it's illegal to do so, which means there is not going to be any law there. So how about supporting a candidate that would actually come out and say, you know what, maybe to start out with, at least for marijuana, let's just stop making that illegal, and that would stop the trade of marijuana from the flow from South America and from Mexico into our country. Would you see that as a reduction in the power of cartels and some violent crime?
Your mouth to God's ears. I would love to see that. Absolutely.
So what do you think about Gary Johnson?
He doesn't have a chance, which is what everyone says.
But based on the approval ratings of the major party candidates, if people that don't approve of the major party candidates voted for somebody like Gary Johnson, and Aaron, I'll hold you over.
Which news or outfits are actually proclaiming that statistic? None of them. It's Trump or Hillary, Trump or Hillary. There is no other option.
Most of the polls now are including other options.
But they don't say Johnson. They just say miscellaneous or other.
You need to actually look at the polls because they are saying Gary Johnson. They are saying Jill Stein. This is Free Talk Live.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, you know, you can actually listen to Free Talk Live anytime you want online at freetalklive.com. But there's a new listen line where not only can you listen to Free Talk Live, but you can listen to other shows on the Liberty Radio Network. Just dial 641-793-9660. Never miss any of the shows on the Liberty Radio Network. Now you can call in, listen to the shows on your schedule on any phone. Just dial. It saves data, and it saves data when you use your unlimited minutes. This complements and expands your LRN.FM talk show platform offerings. Your live shows air 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, when you want to listen to it. There's no download here. It's just, you know, you call from your phone. No need to download an app. No need to download a show. And you can always hear the latest shows. No extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. So check your phone plan. And it works seamlessly with your hands-free device in your car or your truck. So call in 641-793-9660. Get Free Talk Live, Declare Your Independence, The Freedom Fiends, The Angel Clark Show, Rebel Love Show, and much more. All of the live shows from the Liberty Radio Network are available on demand. I'll give you that number one more time. 641-793-9660. Let's go back to Skype. We've got Aaron calling in. And the question was, Aaron, since you, kind of, don't exactly want Hillary, and you say you kind of like Donald, but there's some things that he stands for that you're not 100% on. The question from Chris was, why not vote for somebody else? Why not vote for somebody like Gary Johnson? Why not vote for somebody like Jill Stein or Daryl Castle?
So I'll start by saying last time around, I did vote for Gary Johnson, and I didn't have any problem doing that. And in this situation, I feel like Donald Trump's finally a candidate, like I said, that I don't think is corruptible from his beliefs, and power corrupts something awful. And I would hate to see for Gary Johnson to get in there and start having to compromise. I think his agenda is too aggressive. It's too idealist. He's not going to be able to do half the things he wants to do.
So you're saving Gary Johnson from corruption by voting for somebody that you really don't want to be president.
Wait, you don't have to worry about Johnson being corruptible. He smokes so much weed that he's just a hippie surfer dude. He's not going to – he doesn't have a corruptible bone in his body anymore. It's all soft and limp.
Right, and I just don't think he's got the teeth to go into Washington and do much.
But he had the teeth to go into, Albuquerque?
Well, whatever the capital is of New Mexico.
Really bad. But to do 2 4-year terms as a governor, and the one thing I liked about him was he does hold some sort of record in the number of gubernatorial vetoes, and I appreciated that.
Good stuff there.
Just shooting stuff
Well,
down.
And that number is slightly inflated because New Mexico allows for line item vetoes where most other states do not.
Oh, that's interesting.
So he could look at the budget and say, cross out line 12, cross out line 14, and that's two vetoes.
Nice. I'm okay as long as he's crossing out lines.
Yeah. No, I like Donald Trump's teeth. I think he can tear some stuff up. He's got a good drug, a better drug policy than the average American. He's good on environmental issues. I think he's good on Social Security. He's in the trade deficit. There is warring governments devaluing each other's currencies. The Federal Reserve's printing money, but China's printing money too. Everybody's trying to be the one that's coming out on top there. And if he can lower taxes stateside and put a little bit of a larger tariff on imports, I can see that being a really good thing for the United States.
I could see that being an absolutely horrible thing for everybody.
Especially
Aaron,
when the other countries retaliate and put tariffs on their product, it's not going to work. It will not work.
And this has happened time and time again throughout our history, and we keep trying some of the same things too. This generation, I think a lot of Trump's ideas sound sort of revolutionary. Maybe that's part of the appeal. But if you're a student of history, or if you just go back 100 or so years, you can come up with all sorts of examples of how these things have gone horribly awry.
Look at some of the companies, the businesses in Europe, in Britain. This is exactly why they wanted out of the EU so badly, because they were forced to deal with these dumb European tariffs that were hurting British companies and allowing monopolies to be formed from other countries. This is one of the biggest reasons why they're getting at, not the immigrants and the racism supposedly, but because the businesses in Britain couldn't handle their own affairs.
Aaron, thank you for the call. And also, one thing that is interesting on the whole Brexit situation is, even though, 52% of the voters said they want to leave the European Union, the businesses in Britain are still going to have to wind up complying with the EU regulations if they wish to export their products to countries in the European Union.
And they'll probably have to deal, unless they're dealing with China or America or countries who aren't in the EU. And you know what? That's what I would do. I'd be like, screw you, EU and all your countries that are still aboard.
So you would wind up cutting out whatever large percentage of your business is selling product to people in Europe?
If there's crazy tariffs having to do business with those particular countries, you're not losing anything. As long as you still got China and South America and Canada and America, you still have plenty of business.
Let's just say hypothetically that 70% of your business comes from selling to the rest of Europe. You would wind up cutting all of that out?
Are they in fact selling to the rest of Europe? Or are they selling abroad?
I'm going to say
I would be looking for other partners, other buyers, and get away from them high tariffs. And you know what? That would be my retaliation against EU, and they would have to drop their tariffs in order to do business because those countries are going to want my product.
Most of the problem was regulations, not tariffs. Let's go back to the phones. We've got James calling in from Arizona. James, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thought.
Oh, excuse me, gentlemen. Hey, Christopher.
Yes.
Two men of goodwill, by the way, can cite the same statistics about drone strikes and come away with completely different perspectives.
I'll acknowledge that, sure.
Yeah, what I do find hilarious is that you and Daryl approvingly cite government statistics when it comports with your own anti-oligarchy government agenda. But, Christopher, so call me an idiot all you want.
I haven't.
I blame...
Have I?
You did.
When?
Yes, last episode. But
no,
anyway,
I think it was me. Again,
yeah, believe me.
I get your voices mixed up. I take that back. You're welcome to call me whatever you want, Conan. Just tell Daryl, that phony minister there, to take his finger off the dump button. Let me have as much time as Aaron. Or
I'll call you James, if that's
callers.
Okay.
All right, tell us, bring your argument to the table.
But if I may,
don't just call us names. Bring the argument.
I'm not calling anybody names.
Okay, go ahead.
Somebody a name or a label, it's 100% fact, because I don't like lying. Anyway, Christopher, I blame 100% of the innocent deaths by drone strikes on the animals who are the target. And the people that die that didn't deserve it, it's not the drone striker's fault.
So all the family members and children who were at that wedding?
Let him talk.
The one bad guy was at the wedding, so they took the entire wedding out.
You're not going to project onto me responsibility for that one wedding that I've been hearing about for the last 15 years on Liberty Radio Network and its affiliate. I've been hearing about this for 10 years now. Now,
Basically, your assertion is, I'm trying to keep this moving. I'm not trying to talk over you. Your assertion is that it is the fault of the militant on the ground who has committed some heinous act. It's his fault that innocents get shot and or destroyed by drone by American troops. That's your assertion, correct?
If animals and murderers didn't exist,
we're going to hold you over. Okay. We're going to have to go to a break, but we'll be right back.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-689-2939. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-689-2939. 1-800-689-2939.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4, and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Possibly time for your calls. If you call in right now, no guarantees that we'll get you on. Let's go back to James in Arizona. You're back on Free Talk Live.
Thanks.
You there, James?
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for taking me back on. To sum up my counter-argument to yours, Chris, is like with the evil empire of Japan or the Nazis. When they quit, stop murdering people, no more Germans or Japs died, period. And the day that the ISIS, Stone Age Romeos, hang up their machetes and their machine guns and their artillery and go back to their caves and leave people alone and don't try to take over the Middle East because they believe Allah's God, Muhammad is his messenger, and death to infidels. As soon as they stop that unholy trinity, ain't no more innocents going to die at the hand of any American drone. And speaking of knowing a person that does operate drone strikes, they go through many a channel before they press that button, and sometimes those channels let them down. But they ain't aiming to kill, they ain't aiming to kill innocents. They're aiming to kill barbarians that want you and me off this planet because we don't follow their unholy trinity. But thanks for taking me on. I actually got to go to work. It was very nice of you to take me on, Chris. Conan, I despise conspiracy theorists, and it's funny that that lunatic Mark, I don't know if it's a bit or if he's serious, but if you, I will say that if somebody tunes in and drops out on too much anti-government agenda, they come to believe that things like the Earth is flat. I guess he's never been on a transatlantic or around-the-world flight in a day, which you can take. And it's funny, you end up in the same spot if you go in a circle. Good day, gentlemen.
Imagine that. Thanks a lot.
James, you got to open your mind and keep an open mind. If once you close your mind off to new ideas, it's all over. It's all over for you.
Believing shit that's not true is not an open mind. It's called a garbage mind. Good night.
Have a good night. Thanks.
Good night. Let's go to Dave calling in from our very own New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, guys. I wanted to put out a request for volunteers. for NHExit.com. I guess if anyone who's listening to this can help, if they're interested in this sort of thing, in New Hampshire Independence, I support that this disproportionate number of your listeners are going to be moving here at some point. And I think it's one of the most efficient things that can be done is to push for New Hampshire Independence, because it solves most of the other problems at one blow. And we have if you go to the site, you'll find a link there that lists a lot of easy ways that you can get involved. Most of them look to me like they would be pretty fun. I can't do them all myself.
All right, and what's that website one more time?
Oh, it's nhexit.com.
All right, thank you very much, Dave. And let's go from that Dave to another Dave. This Dave calling in on Skype. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
In the morning, just wanted to call in towards the end of the show, remind everybody, if you're like me, you listen to the podcast on a daily basis, think about what these guys are doing 7 days a week. Get out there and donate. Don't be a douchebag. And speaking of douchebag, I'd like to make a douchebag call out to James in Arizona. So
no, call out not allowed. Not allowed.
In the morning to you as well. And did you hear the cicadas in the background?
Did
you hear them?
I did.
That was wild. I haven't heard those in a long time.
I couldn't tell you the last time I heard a cicada.
I used to call them langoliers. I was read that Stephen King book, and I immediately identified them as cicadas.
And a lot of people don't like cicadas, right?
Well, I don't know that they're kind of like a locust. They can tear up some crops.
They are a locust.
Yeah, so a lot of people don't like them. And you know what else a lot of people don't like?
James from Arizona.
Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. So let's hear in the closing couple of moments, get back into the story that we started the hour on, the poll coming from the Associated Press, where they found that a lot of people don't like Donald and a lot of people don't like Hillary. They got a quote here from a woman, Nett Scott from New Jersey, who says, "I really don't love either of the candidates. What do they say? It's a choice between hot and hell." Scott, who is a retiree, said she's seeking answers to the country's problems and failing to find them from either candidate. She said, "Please give me a solution. Whether they are workable or not workable, at least propose them so everybody can talk about it." So before I get into more statistics here, any thoughts on that, offering this lady solutions or candidates that have solutions? No?
Okay. Tell us, Daryl.
Please.
Well, Chris, you earlier mentioned Gary Johnson.
Well, of course.
There's also Jill Stein. There's Daryl Castle, who is probably going to be on about 40 ballots.
I'm not familiar with him.
You cannot vote if you just stay home.
Daryl Castle being the Constitution Party's nominee. We talked about him on this show a couple weeks ago, where he actually alleges that he's more libertarian than the Libertarian Party nominee.
Well, you're the most libertarian of the libertarian candidates, so what do you think about that?
I will confess that from a purity point of view, Gary Johnson does not set the bar high.
But I don't think he was as bad as Petty Pederson.
That would be Austin Peterson is the actual name of who you're talking about. Here in New Hampshire, they say that all write-in votes are valid, so I will either write in none of the above or write my own name in. I still haven't decided yet. Back to the story from the AP.
Can I toss something out real quick?
Sure, toss it out.
Certainly pertains to what we've been talking about, but we keep talking about these polls and how Johnson doesn't show up in them. And part of the reason may be that I don't know if all these polls are you registered to vote for the election? Are you a registered Democrat or Republican? So on and so on. But and this is what Johnson pushes, is in the polls that have gone specifically to either independents or millennials, that's where he really kind of does well.
Or the online votes.
So, and I'm looking at a couple
right,
numbers.
The online votes are not scientific at all.
But Fox News poll of independent voters, where do you stand? Donald Trump with 32%, Gary Johnson, 23%, and Hillary Clinton, 22%.
Right, but those are not the polls that are going to be used by the Commission on Presidential Debates determine who they put in their
Absolutely right.
But what is this organization? Who are these guys?
Right. And
I didn't vote for them.
Got Pew Research with the millennials, and Pew Research comes back and says Hillary Clinton, 47%. Dear God. Gary Johnson at 22%, Donald Trump at 21%. So I think as you start to segment things out, things look a little rosier for Mr. Johnson. But as Daryl points
out, how many millennials are actually going to wind up voting?
What I wanted, where does Hillary get those numbers? She's not getting. Is she getting the Bernie vote? I suspect
only 1 in 4 Bernie voters have said that they're not going to vote for Hillary.
Yeah,
which means three in four. No, it's 1 in 4 on the high end, meaning 3 in 4 Bernie supporters are going to do whatever the Democratic Party tells them to do.
Well, I know all the Bernie guys I know would rather slit their wrists and vote for Hillary because they know the truth.
But what are they going to do? Because I got friends of the same vote.
They're probably going to stay home today just like I am.
No, they won't. I think they'll go to the polls because they'll be too terrified of a Donald Trump presidency.
26% of likely Trump voters said that they're excited about a Trump presidency. 26% of those surveyed said that they are excited about a possible Hillary presidency, meaning that, yeah, most of the country not excited about either of the major party candidates. Let's try and take Ricky in this closing moment. Ricky, you're on Free Talk Live, but if you want more time, you really need to call in earlier in the show. Go ahead.
I know, but I've been busy out there doing activism all day, bopping and popping. It's really weird up here in PA.
What are you doing?
Okay. Well, first of all, I got a question about AMP, and I'll tell you about what I'm going to do and why. I guess that
AMP is the advertising, marketing, and promoting.
No, it's all good.
Hold on, you have the question. Let me answer the question.
Daryl, I'm sorry, Daryl.
It's advertise, market, and promote. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com to find out more about it.
Daryl's plugging. Go ahead, Ricky.
Important question. Now, that is my name, Ricky. You know, that is my location. You didn't give my location, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Yeah, you know, I used to live there.
That's legit. It's still there. Now, here's the thing. Now, only thing is for my own reasons and for everyone, the my last name being protected and not being looked
at. Yeah, we never give callers last names. And Ricky, call in earlier in the show tomorrow because we are out of time tonight. But we're always online at freetalklive.com. Adam Kokesh has agreed to meet Bernie Sanders in any city in America on any day between now and the end of the year for a friendly debate on socialism versus voluntarism, in which Bernie can choose an objective moderator. To sweeten the deal, Roger Ver, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, has offered that upon completion of a 3-hour debate in which both men have equal time, he will donate a total of $100,000 worth of Bitcoin to the charity of each man's choice, $50,000 apiece. Learn more at bernie.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.